We're holding a Siman Reish Ayin Dalad. Siman Reish Ayin Dalad. Betzei al shtei kikaris shlemis. So the halacha is the person has to be betzei on two kikaris shlemis. Then the both lobes should be shalem. Shoich yishtei and b'yodah. He holds both of them at the time he's making the brach. He holds both of them. Betzei hadaturna. And the Shulchan Aruch says the minig is to break the bread you're going to eat from the lower loaf. So the Rambam Dafka Lel Shabbos, this that you use the bottom one is only Friday nights. B'yom Shabbos, b'lo Yom Tov, b'tzei al yonah, but by Shabbos day, and Yom Tov by night and by day, you always use the top one. Matam al derech Kabbalah, and the reason why you use the lower one is only al derech Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalistic reason that for Friday night that you use the lower one is a Kabbalistic reason, because in general the upper one would make the sense to use. The proper one to use would always be the upper one, which is closer to you, and it's the higher one. So that which you're using the bottom one is will be a pikabola.
Well, speaking of tea, making tea or something, I wasn't.
Bread, hamotzi lechem in oritz. Bread.
Okay.
Breaking the bread.
Oh, breaking the.
Okay, so now why two tikkur? Is that the Rambam? Shtei kikkur is two loaves of bread. Zeicher l'mon, the ksiv lo k'tuv lecha mishnah. So this is a zeicher for the mon that they got a double portion. So we have two breads as a zeicher for the double portion. We have a yomtiv sarach l'tzel shteki koris. Yomtiv also needs a double lecha mishnah because the Gemara is marmor from a pasuk that the mon, just like it did not fall on Shabbos, did not fall on Yom Tov as well. And Yom Tov, really, there wasn't, theoretically, it could fall because the problem is carrying, they were able to carry on Yom Tov. The problem is gathering, you know, which would be the malach of Ma'amer, of gathering something from its place where it grows. It didn't grow there, so Pashas, it should be, but the more is more from a Pasuk that it didn't fall in Yom Tov either. So they had, therefore, the Arab, before Yom Tov, there was a double portion as well.
What wasn't it?
The question is, why do we need Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? Because mon did not fall on Yom Tov. Why didn't mon fall on Yom Tov? And Shabbos, mon didn't fall because they couldn't collect mon on Shabbos, because they'd have to pick it up and carry it. They can't. You're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. So maybe you could argue the problem of the malacha is ma'amer. Ma'amer means to gathering something together from a place where it grows. So a person takes stalks of the wheat that already have been reaped before Shabbos or before Yom Tov and gathers them together in a bundle, that's the malach of ma'amer, or making it into amorim, into bundles. That's one of the lamatas malachas. But it's not us, which is asur on Yom Tov. The ma'amer is asur on Yom Tov, pashas. But ma'amer is only, we'll see later on, I think it's in Shin Mem, that ma'amar only applies in the place where the item grows. The mon didn't grow there. Pashas, there wouldn't be ma'amar. But the moral is not from a pasuk that the mon did not fall on Yom Tov. So it didn't fall on Yom Tov, it wasn't kabbal Yom Tov, descending time, going and collecting and gathering it, whatever it is, whatever the reason is, so therefore you need lechem mishnah on Yom Tov. Gam anoshim, mechiyav is a lechem mishnah, women also have to use lechem mishnah, shoyu, gam kein ben neis amon, they also partook of this neis of getting a double portion on Yom Tov, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Can you do lechem mishnah on pasuk of a kisnin? In other words, if you be kaveh a suda on pasuk of a kisnin, can you use pasuk of a kisnin? I'm sorry, say.
I mean, if women would be making a motzi for themselves.
No, well, even if not making a motzi for themselves, all the people on the table are also chayiv in lechem mishnah. They just have to. They're being yotze with the balabayas, but they're chayiv. They have a root chayiv to start with that they are being yotze with the balabayas. Mishnah Berurah saying as opposed to they're not chayiv at all, so they are chayiv. They're yotze with the balabayas. So in case they would be doing it on their own, yes, it would be relevant to your question. Can you do use lech pasva b'kistin? So the Mishnah Mishnah Berurah talked about before in the Bir Halacha that really theoretically if you're kaveya suda on pasva b'kistin, so then it becomes lechem. You say mitzi lechem in oritz, and you could use it for the chiyuv of the suda, and you could be here to lechem mishnah. There's interesting kizur shulchan aruch, which the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down, that he says that a person makes kiddush. So Shabbos, when a person makes kiddush, he should make when he makes the and he meets mezonos, he should have two loaves or two pieces of two cookies, two crackers, two pieces, two shleimim of cake. And Kesef Shachnar brings it down. Mishnah does not mention it. Do you take the concept of lechem mishnah, which is by a meal, and as much as you're telling me that you're just a kiddush makom suda because it's called a suda, and you're being to that key of suda. For Kiddush Makom Suda with Mezonos, so then it's a Suda. So it's a Suda, it means Lech HaMishnah. It's a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch assumes. I don't see the belt as Machben on it, I'm not Machben on myself either. Just, you know, it's interesting.
What do you mean Lech HaMishnah
with Mezonos? If you're using Mezonos to have Kiddush Makom Suda. So this is called a Suda. So I'm sitting Shabbos morning and I'm having Mezonos to fulfill my obligation of having a Suda. Because otherwise it's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. So this is called a meal. So if it's a meal, and this is the food of the meal, you need lechem mishnah. So you should need two cookies, two pieces of cake, two crackers, whatever you're using, you need lechem mishnah.
If you're saying kiddush makom suda on the yayin itself, that you need another cup, could it be this? Could it be this thin?
It
seems bizarre. So lechem mishnah is two cups of wine, but then you're just...
That I hear, you know, it's a theory.
You don't need lechem
mishnah
with mizonos. I'm sorry,
what? You don't need lechem mishnah with mizonos. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you do. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if you're going to be doing yotze kiddush by having mizonos, you should have two. Because the din of lechem mishnah by mizonos. That was the point that I was saying. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying this din. Okay, and Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. So Mishnah Berurah does not hold of it. So Mishnah Berurah, you're saying Mishnah Berurah's opinion. I'm explaining to you the other opinion. Okay, Shlemis. So they have to be Shlemis. So Mishnah Berurah, Ugash and Isra Faksas, the Dain Lonetach Mimeno. It's been burnt to the point you're not going to eat it, but you haven't cut it off, the burnt part. Yesharman, the Yetzab, Linyan Lacha Mishnah. Some say you can use the Lacha Mishnah. Because right now it's still sholem, it has not been the in some way cut, you know, mutilated. Fine. Arim b'shari tshuva. Im ein l'pashlema, if a person does not have a full pas, a full roll of bread, whatever it is, he only has pieces. Okay, ena ma'akev. So at the end of the day, it's not ma'akev. And you can do kiddush itself on the kazayis pas, even though it's not a sholin. Menachal linig b'shizeh shabetzei yechavein lifter b'brichas amotzi kolam asumen. Okay, end of thought. New thought. Now, when the one who says hamotzi, he has lechem mishnah, so he should have in mind to motzi everybody else with his hamotzi, in order that they are fulfilling their hamotzi on lechem mishnah, which is two loaves which are sholin. Because if they don't, he does not hamoitzi them, and they say their own hamoitzi when they get the slice of bread, they're saying hamoitzi on a slice of bread, not on a lechem mishnah. So Mishabur's loss is nochen linig. It's appropriate to undertake to do this, because you see by the chassidim, the marshal, that the chassidim don't do this, and each person, the women all say hamoitzi on their slice of bread. So Mishnah Berurah says it's appropriate not to do that. Really, the Balabais does not need to say Breshus, because he's the Balabais. Well, he doesn't have to say anybody else's Breshus. But he has Breshus of the Mesubim, which is Derech HaNava. The Gaon actually holds that you don't say anything. Unless you're worried about the people are not going to have their attention. So the purpose is to say it, not to get reshus to them per se, but it's to get their attention. They should have in mind the answer of the bracha. So he has to have them, two of them, b'riyada b'shasa moitzi, when he says the moitzi, and then b'tzeya tachtoina. Shrei loy nemar alecha misha ala b'lekita. So b'shasa lekita, they were two shleimim, and they were lecha misha. Afterwards, you don't have to cut both. However, there were those who understood that the same way there's a din of Lecha Mishnah on the Amiras of Bracha, there's a Lecha Mishnah on cutting both. If a person finds the expense difficult, so okay, he's going to always end up cutting two loaves, so you end up, you know, cutting more bread than you would like to. He can't afford it. To make large ones and small ones. So instead of making two equal loaves, I end up cutting two loaves, which is it's a loss to the person. He's using a full size loaf. The answer is make a very small one. Only to cut one. Fine. Because if you're going to be made, the Shabbos pass Yisrael, keep pass and Mihudim, Yoch Mutalechel Meno, Ein Shamayit. If you don't have pass Yisrael available, you can use the pass Palter, and that is so because you have to eat because of the chiyuv to eat, that overrides any other considerations.
You're supposed to cut both your lechem mishnah.
According to the Rashba, and the Gra, and the Marshal, and the Shlah, you cut both. The Shulchan Aruch says you only cut one, and the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch. You only cut one.
Only half to cut.
Right. Okay, so Hatat Toinu. Abak Toma, Edei Mevir Lamit says, how can you cut the bottom one? It means you're ignoring the upper one, and you're going to the bottom one, the Edei Mevir Lamit. So I understand you have a Kabbalah that agrees, I mean, you can't be Mevir Lamit because of it. But Taz Tikkun says, the Taz addresses that by saying, so when he comes to cut, the lower one is further forward, so he's not passing by the upper one to get to the bottom one. The bottom one is closer to him. So cut on the bottom one.
What do you mean by is further forward?
Closer. If you have the two lobes on top of each other, he should have the bottom one further forward, closer to him.
It's less far.
Correct. Okay.
Further backward than that.
Okay. Or lechen al yarna b'shas abirchas amoyti menicha le oisol amato b'tzin aleo. Or alternatively, he says they don't have the tachtoina is the one that you're when you're cutting it, so you can make a bracha on both. The upper one is closer to you, move it lower and then cut it. So you cut on the bottom one. Okay. If make sure you don't cut till you finish saying the full bracha. And people put a mark where to cut. The place that you're looking to cut. But he says that where there is, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that the appropriate place to cut is the place which is cooked, which is baked the best. That's considered the best part of the bread. And there's a discussion based on their bread, whether that's the part which is facing, when you bake it against the oven, you take the dough and slap it against the oven. So the oven is heated, the wall of the oven is heated. So that's maybe the best part, which it bakes the best because it's against that heated wall. The other hand, the other half of the dough is facing towards where the fire is. So the suggestion over there is to cut from the side. When you cut from the side, you're taking it from the top and the bottom at the same time. So the correct Malkum Betzia is you look for the place in the bread where it seems to be baked the best, and you cut from the side and take a piece where it's getting from the top and the bottom at the same time. Person should cut a large piece. Well, the Mishnah says a person takes a large piece of bread. It looks like he's a very he's a gluttonous person. The answer is no, it's not a problem over here. Why? The reason why he's doing it is because it's because of the mitzvah. How do I know? Because during the weekday, he doesn't cut such large pieces. So why is he cutting such a large piece now? Because of the mitzvah of eating on Suda Shabbos, he wants to have a larger piece. That's the covenant of Shabbos. Gimel. And I'm assuming Rishraim lead time, the people which are seated, who are being Yotza HaMotzi with the Balabayas, can't eat from their bread, until the one who made the bracha eats. But if each person has their own role, even though they're hearing the hamotzi from the balabayas, they do not need to wait until he eats for them to start eating. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me correct that. Each one has their own two roles, right? So what's happened is the scenario which the Shulchan Aruch is addressing is, so the Baal HaBayis has said HaMotzi, he has not eaten yet, he cuts the loaf into many pieces, he passes out all the pieces, everybody there is sitting there with their piece of bread, and the Baal HaBayis who said HaMotzi has not eaten yet, they can't eat until he eats. Because they're using his bread, he's the one who said they're being used to their lechem mishnah from his bread. So the one who said the bracha has not eaten yet, they have to wait. So there is a prima godim which says that you see the shemei kohen is not as, still not this as. Equivalent of the actual saying of the bracha. He says that's why the mashal. One of Tosis asks the kash. The Tosis and brachas and chafal from beis brings the din that Rashi says that a person. Rashi in Sukkah Lamaches says that a person is a middle shman esrei. Rashi says in brachas as well, and he hears the tiber gets the kedusha. He should stop, pause, and he should listen. Tosis says, I don't understand. If you tell me that Shemei is Ko'ina, you're being Ma'af to Melech Shemon Esrei. You're like talking Melech Shemon Esrei. Elamai, it's not, so what do you accomplish? So Tosis, you know, brings, and then he says the minute, I think it says the Ben Otam was not like Rashi, forgot that he being somebody that was accepted Rashi's position. Says, but you see the more where there says that a person should not start Shemon Esrei in such a way that he's going to lose opportunity to say Kedusha with the Tzibur. And you don't rely on stopping and saying, you know, listening to Kedusha. So there is some advantage to actually saying the bracha over the Shemei Karna. Prima Gadim says it works out Shlichus.
In that case, you're not saying it. All you have for Shemei Karna, right? So how does the Balabais eat in?
No, since the Maisa, he's the one who said the bracha, and the one who said the bracha has not had his bracha take effect yet, so you can't start. It's like his bracha only takes effect. We find that the bracha only takes full effect once you start eating. That's why if a person would be masik b'dibur before he eats, it's a bracha l'batala. So the bracha only fully takes effect once he starts to eat. So the bracha hasn't fully taken effect until the Baal HaBayis has eaten, so they have to wait for him. However, if they have their own lechem mishnah, but Shalom is Avisha who moitzim beberchos. So he says a moitzim, but they're eating their own bread. Yechal mitzim karam loy. So then they're not partaking of his bread, but they're using their own. So that they can eat beforehand. A man if they kolechad bechal lechem mishnah Avisha kolechad kikar yishercho mena who lefonav. Each one has one role, but not two. Still, kolam shechal mitzim bechal balatzei sheish lefonav belechem mishnah man mishram litzim karam loy. So they can't eat before him because they still have to rely on his bracha and his achila. The suit of the nighttime, the suit of the Shabbos morning requires bread as opposed to Shalshuris. We'll see that there's a discussion about that. Suda Zu tests. By some people say by the third meal. Shein tzarech la'asos of dafka b'pas. There's an opinion which says you do not require bread by the third meal. But the first two meals, everybody agrees that the hey make your kavod Shabbos, that that's your kavod Shabbos, you must have bread. If a person has some illness which prevents him from, he's not well or whatever the situation, he can't eat by night. So the halacha is, There's two separate issues. There's the idea of having three meals on Shabbos. Even if you have all three by day, you spread out your day and have three meals. So even though you couldn't eat by night, that doesn't take away the idea of having three meals. But in order that he should be yotze kiddush by night, he's not going to eat a full meal. He'll say kiddush and he'll drink a revias of yayin, or he'll eat pasav abekisnan. I'm sorry. One second. Right, so you don't need Passover kisman b'dafka. Right, so let's say a person to have Yerushalmi kugel, right? Yerushalmi kugel it's mezarnus, but it's not Passover kisman, so that also would be sufficient for the for kiddush malkum suda, having mezarnus, a person could give it to with a washing kugel. Okay, Simon Ayin Reshe, the Dvar Masum Lassus Lora Nair, B'Shabbos. So, the first thing is Ein Perlin. This is based on a Mishnah. Ein Perish Levar Zakinim Mehabagodim, Targum Meherti HaKodesh is Palesi. So, they would pull off the, if they had kinim on their garments, they would pull them off. So, they can't do that Lora Nair, because it's tedious work, they're very small. And we're afraid that the person's going to tilt the lamp to bring more oil to the wick to get a better light, and that's going to be, by doing so, he would be doing the malacha of mavir, making a fire, increasing the fire is called the same thing.
This isn't the malacha itself. It feels like it should be, I don't know, malade and korer.
You're asking the right question. I don't know if we're going to answer. It's always bothered me. Why isn't it borer? I don't know. I've never gotten a good answer on the why it's not borer. Above and beyond the muksa issue, why isn't it muksa? Okay.
Why isn't what
muksa? The kinim. We would have normally live little things are considered muksa. It's like it's not a kli, has no use, etc. Why are you allowed to pull off these kinim to throw them out? It should be muksa. It should be also possibly should be barer. Okay, Ben Carton was safer. You could have argued that it's barer. It's not. Apparently, it's mutzer. I don't know why. But the only problem is Loraner. Mikarim b'sefer lara ner. You cannot read in a sefer by the light of the ner. Filein amutzim piv, even though he's not actually kriya in lashon chazal, doesn't mean reading with your eyes. It means actually verbalizing it. But for this purpose, there's no difference between the two. Shemayata, because he might tilt the lamp. Filu gavoy eser karmis sheniyochol legalov, even if the lamp is very high. And it's impossible to reach the lamp. Once the chacham aser kriya lora ner, even if the ner is placed in such a place that it's not possible to reach it, that's not a heter. Chazal aser kriya lora ner, in all scenarios, it didn't get involved in the different types of cases. Let me times that. So that's a Gemara. Shulchan Aruch, this is the Torah talking really, once that's true, the Mora discusses the case of it's placed high up on the wall. What about it's placed low down, but it's inside of some type of a container which makes it not accessible? Even if it's inside of a glass encasement, so it's not accessible. Or it's hanging some type of a attached to the wall. Became a Nershal Shaiva, and Nershal Shaiva, which there seems to be an assumption here. There's not really chashash or shemayata, but once they answer, they answer. So the Mishabrain Karen Aleph, who didn't shame Boykin and Sitzes, you can't do B'dikas Sitzes, Laura Nair. Now B'dikas Sitzes on Shabbos, there is actually a sheet which holds that you shouldn't do B'dikas Sitzes on Shabbos because you're afraid you might tighten the knots, then you have a problem of kosher. But the Mishabrain comes out that the minig is to be makel to do B'dikas Sitzes on Shabbos, and once you can do B'dikas Sitzes on Shabbos, you should, and just be careful not to tighten the knots. Check your Sitzes to make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be, but the knot is loose, you can't tighten it. But you can't do it lower in air, because again, it's something which needs good light, and we're afraid the person might tilt the lamp to get the light. And anything which is going to need some type of ability to look closely at something, this goes into this gezeira of Shemayat. Shemayata ner lahavi Hashem and lefi apsila kadesh yidluk yafu. So all these things, there's a concern the person will tilt the lamp in order to get the oil to burn better, bring more oil to the wick, in order that you should get a better light. Okay. Bashoshis v'im iskurba mafteach. Let's say it's locked. It's not just it's inside of the glass. But above and beyond being inside of the glass, it's also it's locked in. So yesh matirim. Some say that's mutter. About tamom, the davka kashigwaya near eser kermes also mishum the darker came the pomim kadeshi yali say yir masha begavoya. Putting it high up, the more the chazal asserted, because that goes into the normal usage of and there you might sometimes you put it high up to be able to get light higher up. Mashenkin lahaskir, but to encase it and lock it. Shedarka klal imloy mishum isur Shabbos. A person only does that because of Shabbos. So that some say that's mutter. Never isay kera b'lashach shiftach lahatus. So that itself will act as a reminder that he shouldn't unlock it and then tilt it and incline the lamp, because he'll say, why is this locked? He never does this during the week. So that itself acts as a reminder to prevent the chashash of hatoya. Where else do you find such an idea that you can rely on a hacker to be matter you to read, allowed to read? The Domi Lekar Paragraph Malikin, the Mora says that there's one thing, or the Locha says there's one thing you're allowed to do, Laura Nair. You're allowed to read Paragraph Malikin, Laura Nair, because the whole paragraph is about don't use these oils because you might tilt. So you're not afraid he's going to tilt the lamp when he's reading about that it's also to tilt. All right, so maybe this acts as a reminder as well, the fact that it's locked. Some say, no, this didn't look plug. This didn't look plug. Chazal made it across the board to Kana, they made it across the board. He comes up with a different suggestion. Is if you give the key to somebody, you lock it up and you give the key. So now, which we know Shermer works, so if Shmira works, this is similar to Shmira, that we gave it away to somebody else, he now is really the one who's going to be Sharmer, you as it were, not to come to Imata, because he has the key. You're going to ask him for the key. You say, well, you can't take the key. What do you want? You want to unlock it to tilt? You can't tilt. So that'll act as a reminder.
Want to unlock it to tilt?
Right. Also, the Chris Laura Nair, Beyoim, Bemokam, Ho'efel. The Isra of Kriya Laura Nair is not only at nighttime, it similarly applies by daytime. in a dark place. In a well-lit place, we're not worried about Shemayata, even if the Nair is lit, still lit, because he doesn't need it. In a place which is darkened, he would need it. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's in a Shoshis, or even in Nair Shel Shaiva. Became in Nair Shel Shaiva, the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Became Koya Resha. This goes back on the original din. The Zen Nami goes to Shalom Zikr Tafanan. You cannot read the or of a wax candle. After Hukar Chal Psila, Kain Nair Shel Shaiva, Bechelim Shalom, Bleshach Bashem Yata. It's not really Hatoya relevant over here. When you have an oil lamp with a liquid and you have a wick and you have to draw the liquid to the wick, so sometimes the liquid tilts away a little bit. If you tilt it, you tilt the other direction, so the wick goes more towards the wick and it gets absorbed. That the whole thing is irrelevant by a candle. You're tilting the candle is not going to bring more oil, less oil to the thing. But we are referring to it as Shema Yimchot, Shemesu Rosh HaPsila, Hoser Choshko, and Nimsa Shum Mechaba. What you can do is, a lot of times what will happen is that the tip of the wick will carbonize. You get this like, the cotton, whatever it is it's made out of, becomes like a big black fleck, which is sitting there, which is dimming the light. And when you remove it, it allows the light to burn better. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that the problem over there is mechaba. In the process of removing it a lot of times, so you're not really drawing, it's not mavir, because you're not bringing more light there. The light is there, but instead of the light burning brightly, the black which is inside of it, the blackening which is inside of it, prevents it from shining brightly. So you're not over maver by doing this. But apparently the process of removing it, a lot of times you do put out some of the fire, which rekindles momentarily. And meanwhile, he's doing mechaba. He's putting it out. So even though by Shaiva you don't have the original gzeira of Shemayata, since there is another concern which exists by Shaiva, Shabbos is included in the gzeira as well. Ner shel shaiva, babach b'shem shal kosa nogel l'hokel b'dib l'kelim etzitzel l'kris etzel ner shel shaiva. So he says, no, the minhag is not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Marshal says the minhag is not like the Shulchan Aruch. Ner shel shaiva, we're not. The gzeira was Shemayata. That's irrelevant to ner shel shaiva. There's another gzeira. It's very nice. It wasn't gzeiras chazal. So just be careful. So a person could read. He could check his check the clothing for the kinim. He could check his tzitzis. Well, then it's on Ner Shel Chelev, and the same thing is true, but by not by wax, but by tallow. But Tam the Bezel Oshach Shema Yata Rak Shema Yimchut. So the gzera is not Shema Yata, which would be Havora, but rather the gzera is Shema Yimchut. So the Bach is meichel, because even if the person does kibui, but he has no benefit from the kibui. So therefore, it's not a deraisa. You're not going to utter the rabbanon. No, the person should not rely on this leniency unless he has to. The Rambam Shita is we pass the Melachos Genesis Lukov Eschayev. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rambam then the Shin Lamadalad, which is the halacha of if a fire breaks out on Shabbos, and we deal with putting out a fire as along the lines of the Raisa, because the Rambam holds it's the Raisa, even though it's not Shikul Gufa. So same thing over here as well. He says, I disagree with this whole premise. Shemayata does apply to Ner Shel Shaiva. So this whole discussion over here, we're making an assumption that Shemayata doesn't apply to these candles, is based on a mistake. Welcome there, Lita Benaris, a type of Shalon, Shakaran, Starin, Mutalikris, Lifneim, Lachuliyama, the Shach Shamayata, that they have, Mishabura says, that they created something which there's no union of Hashem, of Hatoya. Rak b'davar shadarka lachatas the problem b'chol k'nei she'id look yafa. Something during the weekday a person would do this. Chazal said don't use it on Shabbos. This the person that would never do that on the weekday, so it's not relevant to do it on Shabbos. When they are starring, you do a shein tzarach latoya klal lo'olam klo shkein lo shach b'y shem ha'ya imkot darit tzolom ma'oid b'yin tzarach klal l'zeh. Okay, now I would love to tell you what exactly this item is, and I do not know. Take a look over here at the Bir Halacha. It's a long Bir Halacha. He deals with them. Kerosene lamps, or like some type of a lamp which has a fuel, has a oil that you put in it. The second Bir Halacha. I'm Magen Brom Shemit Sipkot and Tehas in Yenir Shoshaiba. We don't use wax candles anymore. Over here, Rakhav Adlokas Nehris Mamish, we use a lamp, a Shekaran lamp. That means a lamp. But people read by the light of this lamp. So what are they? How are they doing that? Shemayata applies to it. Because theoretically, it's a wick, wicking the fuel, and sometimes if you tilt it, the fuel wicks better, and you get a better light. So he suggests one over here that the person would not want to do that because He tries an approach. He doesn't like it. That's already in the wide lines. So where does he move on to his head there? Yeah. Okay. So he comes out. Vishamati. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines into the wide lines. Thank you. Shemati al enshi ma'isa shekosin al chetiches niyor, but he says kedar l'shabbos ayom abos al hadlik. So what people do when using the kerosene lamps is they put a piece of paper with large writing. It says the word Shabbos ayom abos al hadlik. Today is Shabbos. It's not, you're not allowed to light. You're not allowed to make, you know, increase a fire, light a fire. And they put it by the shreifel. The shreifel is a kerosene lamp. The way it burns is there's a wick. You want a larger flame. You make the wick taller, so more of the wick protrudes from the tube that it's encased in, and it catches fire. You want a smaller light, you make the wick smaller. So how do you change that? So there's a some type of a turning knob which allows you to move the wick, to extend the wick more out of the oil or less out of the oil. So that's called a shreif, the shreifel. So they put on the knob which you turn. Well, that's where the concern would be, that it wasn't so much even that they would tilt it. The concern was they would turn the knob, and thereby making the wick taller and pulling more oil and making more fuel burn. So on that knob, they put a note that says Shabbos Hayom, also Lahadlik. And he starts saying that this, why the stodim that should be mutter. So he compares it to the case of the Mavteach, and he brings other arguments that that's mutter. So if you would have such an idea that you have the place where the potential problem is going to be, which is over here, is going to be the shreifel, is going to be the knob which you turn. On that, you attach a piece of paper, which acts as a reminder. That's good enough. But we'll see later on that a Sharmer works also. So this really becomes like a Sharmer to some extent. I think I mentioned to you once that Rav Scheinberg, he took this Bir Halacha, and he said, it's a lesson, your person, Chanukah, say, not how to eat, and how to learn, and how to do anything when this man comes to do it. He can't do anything. He can't because afraid he's going to forget. You can make a Sharmer. He says, okay, what about not a Sharmer? But I take an alarm clock. That was his case. Take an alarm clock. I set it for a certain time in the evening. And I put a piece of paper on the alarm clock. It says Chanukah. So when the alarm clock goes off and I hear the alarm, I look at the paper. It says, oh, Chanukah. It'll be active as a reminder. So he says, that's this den over here. That works. So he says, you can do that. So I think the modern version nowadays would be the phone going off and it says in your phone, light the neighbors or whatever it is. So that would be the same thing. Okay. Sorry.